Hello, hang on. I'm just going to change that music. Yes, that's better. Hello, penny droppers, and welcome to my yoga mat. So, I've just been doing some yoga and trying to be all zen and present and whatever, and I've just discovered something quite profound. My floor is more interesting than I thought. Stay with me on this one. So I've been staring at it, as one does when avoiding thinking about holding a plank, and I noticed a kind of a dark smudge. And when I first looked at it, it was just, you know, part of the floor. But then I really looked at it, you know, in that kind of yoga mindfulness, be one with the universe kind of way, and I realized that that smudge, it's a spider. It's a very squashed, very old, very part of the floor now kind of spider. It's probably been there for years, completely ignored, completely unseen, and probably now leading you to completely judge my house cleaning attempts. But I didn't notice it until I stopped and I actually looked. And yes, so for those playing along, I am now moving into my bug content era, ladybirds last week, spiders this week. But when I noticed that I hadn't seen this until I stopped, there's a quote that's by a French author, Gustave Flaubert, I think. Anything becomes interesting if you look at it long enough. Which means that today's episode isn't actually about this spider that I found. It's about you. I wonder what you've stopped noticing because you don't look at it anymore. We move through life at ridiculous speeds, meetings, deadlines, projects, doing, and in the middle of it, we stop seeing all of the things that make us interesting. We stop noticing the impact that we're having. And I wonder what you're missing about your team. What are you missing about your clients? What are you missing about yourself? The things that make your work valuable, unique, unforgettable, I reckon they're right there. But they've become so normal to you, so part of the floor, that you don't even see them anymore. And if you don't see them, how can you expect anyone else to? I think getting better at noticing, getting better at observing is the key, I think, to being impossible to ignore. So when you take time to truly observe, to zoom in on the details, you start seeing what makes your work special again. You know, the way that you solve problems like no one else does, the stories behind your business that you never tell anymore, the little things about your clients that when you notice them and say them out loud, you make them feel seen, heard, valued. I reckon we can all start noticing more every day. And I think that there are three ways to do it. These were three techniques that I used to use when I was on the radio at the ABC. And, you know, I'd walk into work and we had a completely blank rundown and I had to find 10 things to talk about. I've spoken about them here before on the Penny Drop, but this time it's with a slightly different frame to help you notice the value that you provide, those things that are interesting about you. So step one, go for a walk. For me, I called it a story walk when I was a radio presenter. I would literally go outside into the community and walk around and observe. I'd start seeing things that I never saw before. So try this. Just get up, walk around your office or outside for 5 minutes and mindfully look at those things that are interesting and the value that you provide. Write down at least 5 things that catch your eye. So go for a walk. The second thing that I would also do was talk. So when I was stuck for ideas, I would call my contacts and say, what's happening for you? What's going on in your world? What do you think's interesting at the moment? And so for you, talk to a friend, talk to a colleague, talk to a client, just talk to your family members and ask questions like, what do you think is interesting about my job? What do you see as the value that we provide? What do you now know because of knowing me and the work that I do that you didn't know before. I reckon that their answers might not only surprise you, but they'll be really valuable for how you look at and talk about what you do. So walk, talk. And the last one I'm going to talk about today is gawk. So this is kind of 101 journalism. We do it all the time. It's going online or looking to the news and gawking, scanning the conversation to see what people are talking about, and then find your local angle. So for you, go online, see what people are commenting on in your industry at the moment. What's your take? What's your hot take? What's being misunderstood? What's your unique angle on a trending topic? I think you'll start to realize why the way you do you and your work is interesting, because observing how others engage can help us to see or frame what we do in a fresh way. And once you see it, that's when you can start showing it off. And that is when people start paying attention. So walk, talk, gawk. And just like my squashed spider, you will start seeing things that you just don't see anymore. But I have one tiny disclaimer. Sometimes this is really hard. Sometimes when you are working on something every day, it's almost impossible to see this stuff again. So sometimes you need to bring in some outside eyes, some fresh eyes to help you focus back in. Now, we do this with all sorts of things in our lives, with specialists, with consultants. One of the things that I love to do is interview people and reflect back at them those things that are interesting, those things that are valuable, and help pull them out of your brain so that you can see them again. If that's something that you are interested in finding out more about, I'd love to hear from you, and I'd love to ask you a lot of questions. So you can get in contact with me at any time on the email, penny@pennyterry.com. Those details will be in the show notes. You can find me on the internet. I'm on LinkedIn. Come and be my friend. But for now, I'm going to go back to staring at this spider. I don't think I'll ever clean it up now that it's become part of the penny drop. It's going to stay there and help me be zen. I'll talk to you next week.